Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome into Real Golf Radio, hour number one of the show, Players' Championship Edition. And in fact, it's not just the Players' Championship, it's the golden edition of the Players' Championship. And you heard Bob talking about the golden bear himself, Jack Nicklaus, being there to welcome players to the golf course and to the championship. And pretty cool stuff. 50th playing of the Players. 42nd year, Bob, that TPC Sawgrass with its famous Island Green 17th yeah. has hosted. And world number one, Scottie Scheffler, definitely a story this week, fresh off of his win at the Arnold Palmer last week. He's the defending champ and looks to become the first to go back-to-back at the Players. He's got some work to do at the halfway point. Certainly, Wyndham Clark, who played well last week at Bay Hill, where Scottie won, and it kind of is on the uptick, is man, a 65-65. What a start. Scoring conditions were ideal the first couple of days, and for the players that were dialed in, they were able to take advantage of it.
Yeah, there was a lot of birdies to be made, especially in the first round. Rory McIlroy made 10 birdies in the first round and only shot 65 with two balls in the water, one that cost him a bogey and the other one that cost him a double bogey. But, you know, guys are able to make a lot of birdies on this golf course, especially with the greens being as soft as they are right now. And, you know, as we talked about 17 is the one, you know, now there's been 1,000 golf balls that have been hit in the water at 17 since 2003. And after the first round there had been 999. And then on Saturday or on Friday, it became over 1,000.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, coming up later on in the show, we're going to welcome in Jeff Babineau from Orlando to talk about the Players, talk about last week. He was there covering Scottie Scheffler's win at Bay Hill. Also, in hour number two, America's favorite caddy stops by. The other thing that's really interesting about this week is, of course, you hear from Commissioner Jay Monahan, and so much is going on in the game of golf today. So many stories have already been written and talked about this week around that the professional game is broken, that there are challenges. How is the PGA going to respond to what LIV is doing and the threat of other players leaving and bringing SSG on and all of those things? We're going to get into that coming up next. Stay tuned. It's a Players edition of Real Golf Radio.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. It's a Players Championship edition, and it's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com for all the details about the Tom Weiskopf Championship Design Golf Course, the exclusive real estate opportunities that are available, and how you can be a part of it. It's also a link to blackdesertevents.com where you can find out more about the upcoming PGA Tour event coming up October 10th through the 13th at Black Desert. And don't forget, the LPGA Tour will be returning to the state of Utah for the first time in 60 years. As is the PGA Tour coming up in May of 2025. So a lot of things are happening at Black Desert. Bob, the question that I get asked the most is, hey, have you played it? Because they see me wearing my Black Desert hat. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, hey, when's it go private? Well, let me tell you. Tell your friends it's not going private. Here's the deal. It's always going to be a resort daily fee golf course. But much like other popular resort courses in the country, if you're not staying at the resort or you don't own property in the resort, it's going to be very difficult to get a tee time. So if you're concerned about access, but you don't want to pay an expensive membership, you can buy some real estate or you can book your stay at Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com for more of the details. But the real opportunity is getting in on that real estate while you can. It's so many good things happen, and the resort is really coming along. If you haven't seen it or played it, take advantage of that opportunity right now. Again, thanks for joining us, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, Players Championship edition of the show. And so much to talk about, so much focus on the players actually competing in the event this week. And I guess maybe this is where I'll start, Bob. If I can go ahead and dial up the right quote here, I think it's important to Scottie Scheffler, world number one. You know, he's coming off of a win last week, and he gets asked in his press conference, "What about Liv? What about the other players? What about the guys that aren't here? What about the splintering of the fans?" And I just thought that this answer was really good. Here's what Scottie had to say.
I guess it's a pretty broad question. And when you're talking about a fan perspective, you're talking about millions of people. And so there's always a lot of perspectives in that group. It just depends on who has the loudest voice. And I mean, at the end of the day, I think we're trying to do our best to create the best product for the fans. But we can't control whether or not guys want to leave. If guys want to go take the money and leave, then that's their decision. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell guys not to take hundreds of millions of dollars. If that's what they think is best for their life, then go do it. I'm not going to sit here and force guys to stay on our tour. But at the end of the day, this is where I want to be. And, you know, we're continuing to grow what we're doing, and what they're doing is not really a concern to me. And if they want, if the fans are upset, then look at the guys that left. You know, we had a tour, we were all together, and the people that left are no longer here. And at the end of the day, that's where the splintering comes from.
It's hard to argue with him. He's right, of course. And yet,
100%.
The fans continue to kind of take the brunt of it all, because obviously absent this week at the Players' Championship is the, you know, reigning Masters and PGA champion, right? So, I mean, it obviously gets brought up, and that's how Scotty responded. Hey, look, I don't think about them. I got my own thing. I don't blame them. They can do whatever they want, but we got a tour. We got a lot of great guys here. And by the way, we were all part of this at one point in time. So if you want to point the fingers or get upset about the splintering, look at the guys that have left. What was your take on Scotty's opinion?
I think it's 100% right, spot on. You know, decisions have ramifications. They decided that they were going to do that. And because they went to live, they, you know, then you lose out on the benefits. You can't cherry pick both and play back and forth on both and everything, especially when it comes to the PGA Tour. The guys that are, that stayed with the PGA Tour did so because of the tradition and their brand and what they wanted to do in the game of golf as the standard for the game of golf. And the other guys left. So don't blame the guys that are on the PGA Tour. It's the guys that left that have caused the splinter, or Greg Norman as the commissioner of LIV Golf. But Scotty, it amazes me. Scotty is the number one player in the world. And since he started winning just a few short years ago, when he won the Masters, he is very forthcoming in his answers. Mm. And I think that's the new part of the younger players in the game. You know, Tiger for so long, you get the pat answers every time, you know, some of those older school guys. But I'll tell you what, the young guys, they really tell you what they're feeling, and they're very eloquent in how they do it.
I like this one too, and we're going to get into more of this. We're going to get into Jay Monahan as well. But Scotty was kind of asked how he sort of maintains perspective coming off the win and being number one and all the attention that he gets. This one's pretty cool right here.
I try not to get too into what, you know, we do out here. I think, you know, I attribute mostly to my faith, but I also have, you know, a great upbringing. I have great parents. You know, I have a great wife. We have great friends at home. And so I'm surrounded by a lot of people that really don't care very much whether or not I won last week. You know, it's great. We're going to celebrate. But at the end of the day, you know, if I shot 75 on Sunday, I think, you know, Monday would have looked pretty similar to how it looked this week. You know, besides maybe a few extra text messages on my phone that I received. But at the end of the day, you know, life goes on a lot more than just my golf score. And, you know, this is just one little phase of my life, and it just happens to be in front of an audience. But outside of that, you know, home's a lot more important to me than out here.
I mean, I love that perspective. I don't know what, and I feel like if that was the perspective that the players had, then let the money be what it is, right? I mean, we always talked about the money. We marveled at the money. But no one wants to talk about the money when it's getting shoved down your throat, right? Like, I'm leaving for the money. Well, why isn't the PGA Tour paying this guy more money? Hey, that's my favorite player, and he just left because the PGA Tours are bad guys, and they're not paying him enough money, and these good guys over here are paying him enough money. Hey, I hate this product because they're splintered, and they're not all together, and yah, bah, bah, right? It just continues to go on. And look, I'm not blaming the fans for having that opinion or perspective. It's the consequences of all the stuff that's gone on, but it's this focus, this constant focus on money and more money and what this player is worth and that player and who might leave and who, you know, it is a bit of a turnoff. And we start to see these stories about how pro golf is broken somewhat, right? And I guess we're gonna hear from Monahan and what he thinks about this coming up in the next segment. But for now, I think it's the focus. When I look back at Tiger, I don't remember him ever focusing on money. He never talked about money. All he talked about was championships. And so you followed his pursuit of championships and greatness. And guess what? Along the way, he made a whole lot of money.
Yeah. His biggest comment was, you know, the money will take care of itself. Everything else takes care of itself. Number one in the world, everything takes care of itself when you're winning golf tournaments. Okay, Ryder Cup, world ranking, Everything takes care of itself when you win golf tournaments, and the money will take care of itself. Tiger Woods, in sport, in golf, is a billionaire, period. Okay? He's won 82 times, 83 times on the PGA Tour. He's won 14 major championships.
15.
Winning takes care of everything. Takes care of everything. And that's what he's always said. So that's what these guys need to focus on now. Yeah, there's a lot of money in the game right now. But guess what? If you don't win, you can't keep your status and make your mark in history of playing this game.
There's absolutely no way Tiger Woods, this was Tiger 2000, he goes to live in this scenario. There's absolutely no way, because who was he chasing? He was chasing Nicholas.
Yep.
He wasn't chasing the dollar. He was chasing Nicholas. And the only way you can chase down Nicholas is to follow the bear tracks. And the bear tracks are all over the PGA Tour, right? And he's the first one to win the Players Championship. You don't think that was important for Tiger to win the Players Championship? He won 6 green jackets. You think it was important for Tiger to win the green jacket? He's got 5, right? So, I mean, that's what Tiger was after. That's what he's chasing, and that's what's yet attainable. Tiger doesn't need money. Tiger needs 3 more major championships for him to consider himself a successful finish. Now, I know he considers himself successful, but you know, mission accomplished, if you will.
Yeah, one more win also gives him the all-time wins on the PGA Tour. He's tied right now with Sam Snead. But yeah, that's all he needs to do. And if he can do it. But still, Tiger is and has cemented his place in the history of the game because he wins championships.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we're going to hear from a couple other press conferences, including Jay Monahan, the commissioner, and what Xander Schauffele had to say about the leader of the PGA Tour and his thoughts on whether he's the guy going forward. Stay tuned. We'll get into all that next. It's a Players Championship edition of Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to a Players Championship edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and Scottie Scheffler on the 17th.
It's pretty wild when you get here in person. Sometimes when you're standing there in the practice round, you're like, how could people ever miss this green? And then you get up there and you start standing over your shot and you're like, man, wait a minute, like the wind's blowing off the right, like it's kind of firm now, and it's a lot harder in competition than it is in practice, but it's always really special. You know, you grew up watching this golf tournament, and to be here playing is always a special treat.
It's the Golden Edition 50th anniversary, and you heard what he said. They're growing up watching this. It's a treat to play, all of that kind of thing. That's the history and the legacy that the PGA Tour has created with the Players Championship. So call it a major or not, it definitely has its place with the players that are competing, and people want to be a part of this. And, you know, it's, I have a hard time thinking that John Rahm and some of those other players are wishing they were playing this week, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. You know, Rahm even said earlier in the year that he missed playing at San Diego. He also missed playing in Palm Springs, and he missed playing at Pebble Beach and a bunch of those courses where he's had success before. So, yeah, it's kind of tough to make that choice. And you know what? By all means, you can make that choice. But to be sitting on the outside looking in and not having a chance to play the marquee event for the PGA Tour, even though you still have the opportunity to play in the majors.
We did have a hole-in-one on 17 this week.
Yeah.
Ryan Fox with the hole-in-one, and I believe it was, what, they had three last year and one this year?
First round, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. This was his first career hole-in-one on the PGA Tour, and I love when they throw these stats out here, Bob. 472nd par 3 played in stroke play events. So he's played 472 par threes as a member, as a professional on the PGA Tour, and he got a hole in one. So all I wanted to do is give a little perspective here. So if you're out there and back, man, I've never made a hole in one, or I've only made one hole in one. How many holes in par threes do you think you've played? And how would you rate your skill level relative to Ryan Fox on the PGA Tour? And then consider that he did it on his 472nd attempt at a par three. So, you know, if you play an average of 25, 30, 40 rounds a year, and you got, call it four par threes every single round, I mean, you start to do the math there, and then take your skill level, which is what? 100 times less than a guy like Ryan Fox, maybe 1,000 times less. Start doing the math, and then you know when you get a hole in one, it's something special, right?
Yeah, you know what's really cool about what he was able to do though, is you know the Golf Channel said now here's Ryan Fox on the 16th hole, and he hits a beautiful iron shot into the 16th hole, which is the par five, hits it about 3 feet from the hole, and he goes on to make an eagle. And then they go, and here's Ryan Fox on the 17th hole, and he hits the shot a little bit long, and it backs up, and it comes down the hill, and it goes in the hole. So he shot on those two holes a total of four strokes. He had an eagle and an eagle, which has never been done before there, eagle hole one, and his total aggregate as far as proximity of the hole was only 3 feet. It was amazing to see that he was able to do that.
Well, yeah, you go four under through two holes. That's unique. That's something special going on right there, especially that's when you do it. And he's the first person, the first player to ever go back-to-back eagles anywhere on the golf course there at the Players Championship at TPC Sawgrass. So yeah, obviously that was something pretty unique. And he'll have some, do they give out crystal for that kind of thing?
I don't know. They'll give out something for there.
I know
at Augusta, we know they give crystal for eagles.
Yeah.
And low rounds and that kind of thing. So I'm sure there will be something that goes along with that.
I know he sent a beer cart into the press room for buying drinks for the press after making that hole in one. So he did that. He pulled off that anyway. So you know what? The one hole in one that I had, Bob, same kind of a shot. Obviously completely different circumstances, not over water on an island green or anything, but hit just short of the hole, bounced past the hole, and then zipped it right back into the jar. That I always figured if I was going to make a hole in one, it was going to be some sort of like, you know, like blade shot off the rake, hits the flag halfway up, drops down, you know, just kind of get lucky. But that one was one. It was kind of cool. Like you could see the whole thing and, you know, spun it back in kind of in style. It was fun. And that's been like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And it just is. I have guys, I'm sure you do too, guys that you play with or know that have had 6, 7, 8 holes in one.
Yep.
And they're like 8 handicappers. And that's okay. That's why the USGA doesn't take away your amateur status if you make a hole in one and win $1 million, because there's an element of luck involved.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's right.
All right, back to the players. One of the things that was really interesting for me was to hear what Jay Monahan had to say. And my initial thoughts listening to the commissioner, who talked for an hour on Tuesday, was he did spend quite a bit of time talking about focus on the fan and the fan experience and what the fans had to deal with through this whole ordeal. He was asked a lot of questions about the continued negotiations with the Public Investment Fund. He was asked a lot about what about bringing Live players, former PGA Tour players that left to go to Live, bringing them back, and what does that look like? And in a short summary of all of that, there were a lot of words. I was impressed at his ability to give a long answer without actually saying anything. Like, I was like, Jay Monahan should just like run for office, because the guy can talk. He's not telling me anything, right? Yeah, and this, look, I don't mean to knock on him. I know there's a lot of things with an ongoing, you know, negotiations and things along those lines, but I basically, what I heard was a lot of talk and not a lot of answers, if you will. And that was kind of frustrating.
Yep, I agree with you. You know, and what's he going to say? He's not going to say a lot about the negotiations with PIF or anything like that. These are billion-dollar deals. And so that's kind of a little above our pay grades. And it's kind of interesting that now you have other people in there with the other deal that the PGA Tour did that are used to billion-dollar deals. Yeah. So maybe part of that was the reason to have them involved as well, because those guys understand how to negotiate and what's happening and what could happen in those multi-billion-dollar deals that are out there in the game of golf.
Well, and he was asked point blank if he thinks he's the guy to lead the PGA Tour through all this, and he basically said he does in his heart of hearts and whatever. It was a bit of an emotional play, like, I believe in myself, but so to me, I don't know that there's a lot of backing to what he said. Now, I did pull the one cut where he sort of like brought it all home, if you will. Like he spent some time kind of recapping and even said, let's go back in time. This is what Jay Monahan, to me, if you were to cut down the whole hour to this is maybe the best answer he gave in all of that talk.
You know, if you go back in time, and I think it's important to make this point, you know, if you think about what fans have been saying to us, and what you questions that I go back, I think through my head over the various interactions I've had with the media. Your season is too long. It never ends. Why are you competing in the FedEx Cup playoffs up against the start of college football and the NFL? Why do you have such a confusing format at the Tour Championship? Why are you not doing more to dimensionalize your players and your stars? Why are you not showing more golf shots? And, you know, you think about where we are now with the move that we've made to play here in March, PGA Championship in May, 3 FedEx Cup playoff events. That's made it even more competitive out here. The fall itself, where players are now playing for their cards and playing for positioning, that's made that even more, the fall even more competitive and consequential. Again, it's early days. But if you then look at Netflix, and it's important for everyone to realize that when we pursued the conversations with Netflix in 2019, the PGA Tour took the lead with the major championships to convince us as an industry to move forward to do this, because we recognized that this was a great way to showcase our athletes. Obviously, the pandemic, caused a little bit of a lag there, but, you know, that element to what we're doing, coupled with the investment that we're making in Pro Shop, the fact that when PASPA was repealed in 2018, we were at the forefront moving forward to thoughtfully introduce gaming into our sport. So the building that we're building out here and what flexibility that provides to storytell and showcase our stars, to looking at the DP World Tour Alliance, to now having transitioning our business to not only a C6 but a for-profit entity that allows us to invest back into our product, into our fan. I'm not, you know, it's a really long way of saying that we are going to continue to do all the things that we need to do to grow and expand our fan base, and we've done that in the absence of that capital. We now have that capital and a determination to create real value for this organization as a for-profit company. I think that's a positive thing for fans.
There you go. It's a big, big, long answer. Thanks for kind of going through. But I think it's important to hear what he had to say, because one of the big questions is, what is the need for all of this? And yeah, he kind of explained the thing. So if I took an hour and boiled it down to the most I took out of it, it's that one answer.
Yeah, it's a great answer. And it just kind of lays it out step by step by step. But yet it still doesn't, like you said, it still doesn't give us the total answers of what us as the fans are worried about, and what us as the media are worried about with the fracturing of the game and trying to bring it back together and that type of thing.
Yeah, we have to wait for more of those answers that are surely going to come. Hey, when we come back, Jeff Babineau, a veteran golf journalist coming off of covering Scottie Scheffler's win at Bay Hill last week. He joins us next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Easter's on its way, and I wasn't going to let this year's celebration have empty baskets. That's why I'm so glad I went to Kohl's. I found toys under $20 and saved extra as a Kohl's Rewards member. Then with an additional 15% off, I found Apartment 9 dress shirts for my husband at $25.49 and got myself some cute dresses under $30, plus I earned Kohl's cash. So take my word for it. Hop on over to Kohl's for great brands and great prices. Select styles. Kohl's Rewards offer ends March 24th. 15% offer ends March 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. What you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave's single, Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, Dave's single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Thanks again for joining us here on our Players Championship edition of Real Golf Radio. Really excited to welcome in our next guest. He's a Floridian himself, but he stays down more in the central southern part of the state. He doesn't get all the way up to Jacksonville. Oh, that's not true. He's been there plenty of times. Jeff Babineau joining us right now. Babs, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm not allowed up in those counties, so I got to stay down here in Orlando land.
We don't need to know the details of that. It's okay.
Good.
Hey, Bay Hill last week. What a show. You were there covering it for the PGA Tour. Scottie Scheffler and his putting has been such a topic of conversation this year. A ball striking machine like we haven't seen since Tiger 2000. And it looks like Scottie seemed to figure something out last week, and it was a runaway.
Yeah, I mean, he showed how dangerous it can be when he gets that putter going. And you know, he just made a few small adjustments, went to a mallet-style head, added a half inch to the putter, just looked a little more relaxed over putts, and he was pouring them in, had a lot of confidence. And, I mean, on Sunday, it looked like a great shootout set up for Sunday, and he just walked out there and ran away with it.
So, Jeff, you've been around golf for a long time. You've covered golf for a long time. Do you like it better when there's parity in the game and there's more guys that are playing for championships and majors and that kind of thing? Or do you like it when there's kind of a one dominant type of figure in the game?
Yeah, I'm probably more of a fan when there's a mix, honestly. I mean, in my job, I'm writing and trying to find stories. And one theme I've seen with the signature events, you know, you have the same pool of players. I mean, honestly, to go out to Bay Hill last week, yeah, you had a great field. That's great. You know, people want to see the great guys together. But the fact that there were 69 players there and not 120, just mean there's fewer stories to find, right? I mean, I looked around that field, there weren't a whole lot of guys I didn't know a whole lot about. And I like going out there to find guys. I remember watching a young kid named Aaron Baddeley play at Bay Hill for the first time. And I even saw Tiger play there when he was a 16-year-old amateur. And you're always out there to find the new stories and talk to these guys, learn about them. And the one thing with signature events do, I mean, we get more and more of the great players together, which is fine, but we get a lot of the same stories. So that's something we're kind of wrestling with a little bit.
And it's interesting, Bob jumped right into it there, I guess, and something that we've been talking about. Rory, you know, his comments last week about wanting a more cutthroat type of tour with fewer tour cards, he doubled down a little bit on that this week, or I should say added some clarity to it this week by saying he's all for giving the young guys more opportunities, but wanted to be able to showcase. So having the kind of the attrition that takes place, but also having the guys, you know, the best players at the top. Here's my thing about this, you know, and obviously it's at the heart of this LIV PGA Tour discussion. Is, you know, this idea that you want the best players in signature events, live, whatever it happens to be, that it's just those best players playing all the time. And my thought is here we are watching Wyndham Clark this week and what he's doing. No one even knew who Wyndham Clark was last year, right? And so he's turned into a great story. How do we get to know the next Scottie Schefflers, the next Wyndham Clarks, the next Jordan Spieth if we don't have these guys, a stage for these guys to be able to go up and prove themselves and develop their star power by showcasing their talents against the today's best? Because today's best aren't necessarily tomorrow's best. So that's where I think it's this idea of signature, live, whatever it happens to be. It's a snapshot in time. It's static. It's not sort of a living, breathing thing. And that's what I've always appreciated about the PGA Tour.
And it's golf. You know, you're not always the 1985 Bears out there winning every week, right? It's golf. We get a lot of different stories. We love the underdog story. I mean, what's better than watching John Daly waving his fist going up and down the fairways at Crooked Stick, right? Right. Nobody in the world knew who that guy was. I didn't know who Xander Schauffele was. And he hadn't met probably half the field at the Tour Championship a few years ago when he stepped up and won there. And no one really knew anything about Xander Schauffele. He wasn't like a big hotshot college kid and things like that. So golf has those stories, you know, guys emerge and they find things late sometimes. You know, you look at, I'm looking just on this leaderboard this week, you see Wyndham Clark and you see Brian Harman, and these guys have been around a while, but they're completely different players than they were a year ago. You know, just confidence wise and you know, what they've done, winning some big events. Wyndham Clark last year going into the Players was like 109th in the world, and last week he was talking about he was in favor of smaller fields. Right. I'm like, he's never seen these events, you know?
I thought the same thing, Babs.
You know, yeah. You've got to have opportunity. If you want to get stories out there, you want to learn some new guys and give some chances to meet the next Ludwig Aberg, who a year ago was in a classroom at Texas Tech, you got to have opportunity.
Hey, real quick, because I know you're gonna clarify, but I just got to call Babs out. He used the reference 85 Bears. How did he not use the Tom Brady, you know, Patriots? Maybe because it happened year after year after year after year.
We didn't win our last game.
Oh, okay.
I erased that 18-0 season from my member bank. We didn't win the last one.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering. I thought that was a little strange for you to go with the Bears over the Patriots for you. But hey.
Well, I was talking to Michelle today. He probably brainwashed me a little. Tell me about all the Bears are doing. As my pads sit on their thumbs.
Dow Bears.
But, you know, what's interesting is when we had this splinter of LIV Golf and the PGA Tour, one of the really important points about the PGA Tour is that it gives opportunity for players to become better and to showcase their talent. And Scottie Scheffler, until he won that first one in Phoenix a couple of years ago, and then won on a tear and wins the Masters. And then now he's the number one guy in the world and looks unbeatable. Until that happened, you know, we didn't know anything about Scottie Scheffler. And then it goes on and on and on. Sahith Theegala, right. You know, Wyndham Clark, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, all those guys have really worked themselves up through the system and become the stars of the game of professional golf right now.
Right. Or look at Max Homa. You know, he's a guy who couldn't make a cut and couldn't keep a card, and now he's a top 10 force out there. And it's only because he got in enough of these events and enough of an opportunity to play well, to get a couple wins, to move his way up. You know, I don't want, you know, the Major League Baseball season is about to start, and you know the Pirates aren't going to win their division because they can't spend money. And you know the Yankees will somehow contend because they have all kinds of money. I don't want to see golf become two tours out there, the PGA Tour. Right now, if you're a young kid coming off the Corn Ferry and you have a card, by letter of the law, you should have the same tour card and opportunities as Rory McIlroy, right, to go out there and keep your card for this year. But you might have three starts under your belt, and they're not in these big, you know, $25 million purse events that we're seeing like this week. So actually you probably are in this week, but you wouldn't have been in at Bay Hill last week, and next week, instead of playing for $20 million at Bay Hill, you're probably in the group hopefully playing for $8 million at the Valspar, you know? So it just seems to be some inequity right now. I know the tour's in a tough spot. They're fighting these guys that have make-believe money and, you know, monopoly money, with the LIV Tour. It's just make-believe kind of stuff. And it's just hard to sit there and fight that toe-to-toe.
Jeff Babineau joining us here on Real Golf Radio. It's one of the things that really stood out to me in this conjecture between the two tours. You have some of these, and I don't know if they're actual real people or bots or what it is. You never know these days. But you see on X that, you know, these guys saying, as a LIV fan, I'm perfectly happy because there's all kinds of discussions going back and forth on, you know, tour fans and PGA Tour fans, LIV fans, whatever. And the LIV fan that inevitably pops up is, well, as a LIV fan, I'm completely happy with what we have going on. And I just have a hard time believing that. Like, whether you were for LIV or for the PGA Tour, which there seems to be a line in the sand there, regardless, I don't know that I would be content as a golf fan to take a snapshot of today's best players and then only see those, that small group of, what is it, about probably 15 of the 50 that they have in that group that are really the kind of something that you would tune in to watch. But I don't know if that's the only guys that I would want to see every time they played, and they're only going to play a couple times a month. So I don't buy that they're perfectly happy. Like, this is what they've wanted out of golf. If so, then to me, the way I grew up watching, you know, the old guys and the way I grew up in the game apparently has completely changed and passed me by, and I have no reference for what it is, for what's fun about watching the game of golf. I mean, maybe I'm completely out of touch and that's exactly what people want to watch, but I'm not buying it.
Well, I mean, I think not to open up a whole can of worms on this tour and that tour, but you know, I look at the PGA Tour guys, I look like a Jake Knapp that wins out here. Mm. It means a lot. You win out here, it means a lot. It's going to do a lot for you. You're going to get in the Masters. You're going to get into some different events. You're probably going to get into the, you know, the Tour Championship. You can quantify what it means. When I see Joaquin Niemann, who I think is a great young player, I was bummed out when he went to the LIV Tour, and I figured I wouldn't be seeing him as much. When I see him win over there, even back-to-back, I can never really define what it means. I have trouble really quantifying that. What does it mean, him winning? It's great. Yeah, he played great golf this week for three rounds. But what does it really mean? What does it mean to him? How excited is he? Sure, he's making a lot of money. I mean, it's nice putting money in the bank. But how competitively sharp is John Rahm right now? I mean, you don't think John Rahm is – would give his left arm to be playing this week at TPC Sawgrass? He would love to. And it's not questioning why those guys did what they did. I mean, they got life-changing money, and it'll change the life, the path of their families, right, forever. But just competitively, I don't really see what that tour does for you, how it gets you ready. I was shocked last year at Phil and Brooks Koepka and how they performed at the majors, because I wouldn't think they'd be as competitively sharp as you'd want them to be, but we'll see a year in what happens this year at Augusta.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I agree with you. You know, and the other thing that was kind of interesting is to hear Scottie Scheffler's comments this week about, you know, the fans are saying that, you know, the game's fractured and stuff like that. We need to come back together. And he said, you know what, we're still here on the PGA Tour. This is the tour that was there to begin with. And those guys are the guys that fractured the game. They decided to leave. They decided to take the money, which is fine if that's what they're going to do. But it's not the PGA Tour that's fractured the system. It's the LIV golfers and the guys that decided to move over.
Yeah, I mean, it was disruptive, right? I mean, it totally disrupted the ecosystem we're used to seeing out there. And, you know, part of it's probably good, right? It was good to have some sort of shakeup. I mean, we are seeing some incredible purses now. It's you know, when I see a guy finish ninth place and win $600,000, I'm thinking to myself, does he really need to win $600,000 for when it's finishing ninth this week? Or and this week it would be even more. You know, this week's purse is jacked up $5 million more. So it's tough because it you know you go through this week and you have a pretty decent field shaping up next week at Valspar with your Justin Thomases and. I think Shoffley's playing, you know, Spieth is playing, things like that. But, you know, they're playing for about a third of what you're playing for this week. That's just hard to go week to week doing that. And they're playing for such sums, you wonder how it's going to be sustainable, really. But if you're going to put it all on sponsors to come up with that, that's not a real good model. So, you know, it's right now, I'd just like to see them elevate events. That's great. I don't think you have to have purses as elevated as they are. But then you look across at what LIV is doing, and these guys are making all this money. So, you know, how do you combat it? So it's just, I think golf is in a tough spot. They're feeling the way through it. It's going really slow. And I think the average fan is frustrated watching.
Yeah, that's a tough thing that the commissioner tried to address this week. I don't know exactly what I took away from that, but at least it's definitely on their mind, and they're trying to figure out, you know, how they can come up with some sort of a resolution. I just hope, back to Rory's comments, I just hope that, you know, the PGA Tour has tried to jump into this cash race with what LIV has been doing, which you just mentioned. I don't think it's sustainable. That's why they brought on a partner to help them subsidize this. But I hope they don't try to also jump into this smaller field, less cut, you know, just showcase today's stars, because it's, you know, I think that's a dangerous road. But hey, by the way, Babs, before we run out of time, every week as we lead up to the Masters, I grab one of my Masters cups from out of the cupboard. This one is the 2019 Masters. How good was that one in recent days?
That wasn't bad, was it? That wasn't bad. Old Tiger stood up and watched everyone around him just look at him and crumble on that Sunday, right?
Yeah.
That was amazing. But that was an amazing one to be at. They all are. I mean, when does that place not deliver, right? So, but yeah, that's a pretty good cup to have. I don't know if you still had any crow's nest beer left in there or not, but might want to wash that one out.
Well, the first time I have beer in my cup will be the next time, I guess. but yeah, I don't know. There's something.
It's not bad.
But this a good Coke Zero tastes just so much better in a Masters cup. That's all I'll say.
I hear you.
But hey, by the way, with all this going on, Scotty finding his putter, Rory seems to be working better with his iron this week, although he started to lose a few with his driver. You've got, you know, so many things that we can anticipate. Some of the live guys that we haven't seen a lot of that'll be playing at Augusta. Do you have any feel a few weeks out right now on who you'd pick going into the Masters?
I mean, I think Scheffler's going to be the guy, it looks like, right? I mean, he's a ball strike machine. He can compete and contend when he's not putting great. What does he do when he's, you know, in the top 50% of putting? I mean, he's going to be just lethal. So he's the guy I have the biggest eye on. And I see a lot of guys kind of searching. You know, I think Rory's, he's searching with the irons. JT was, he was like minus 3 strokes gained in putting today. It looks just awful, standing over 10 footers. I see a lot of guys, almost started with a triple today. I see a lot of guys kind of searching a little bit, you know. So you always want to have a couple good finishes, build a little momentum, and go there with your best stuff. So it's you know, we have less than a month, but it's interesting to see how it all shapes up.
Yeah. Well, it'll be fun. Can't wait to see you in a few weeks. Babs, as always, thanks for joining us and providing insight, and you do a great job.
Thanks, sir.
You got it.
Talk to you guys. You guys have a great weekend.
All right. You do as well. Jeff Babineau right there. You can catch him pgatour.com and among other things that he does. So he's been around the game a long time, provides a great insight and perspective. Short break. We'll continue more discussion around the players this week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. is now pressing for a ceasefire in Gaza before the United Nations. Submitting a draft resolution this week, Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement while visiting with Arab leaders in Egypt on Thursday. He's set to visit leaders in Israel Friday. The UN Security Council will vote Friday on the new U.S. ceasefire resolution. Americans are still shelling out money for homes despite soaring interest rates. Home sales in the U.S. reached their highest level in a year in February.
The National Association of Realtors revealed that existing home sales surged by almost 10% compared to the previous month. This marks the second consecutive month of increased sales, indicating a rebound from the fall's decline, which was attributed to those soaring mortgage rates. I'm John Schaefer.
New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties if he can't come up with a big amount of bond money. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Apple is being sued for alleged antitrust law violations. The lawsuit filed by the Department of Justice, along with 16 state and district attorneys general, claims Apple has monopolized the smartphone market by blocking competitors from accessing hardware and software features of the iPhone. For the first time in 2 years, life expectancy in the U.S. has gone up. According to a CDC report released Thursday, the life expectancy in 2022 was 77 and a half years. U.S. life expectancy still is not as high as it was before the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Getting inflation down to 2% remains a challenge, but it's where the Fed believes things are headed as they announced a decision to keep key interest rates unchanged. Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaking to reporters this week.
Markets believe we will achieve that goal, and they should believe that because that's what will happen over time.
Both the Consumer Price Index and personal consumption expenditure ticked back up in January and February, raising some concern, but Powell believes it's just a minor correction and that a broader downward trend in inflation will continue through 2024 and allow for future rate cuts. An independent investigation by officials in Major League Baseball will be coming as the league's highest paid player is being linked to suspects in a federal gambling probe. LA Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani's interpreters facing accusations of stealing millions of Ohtani's money and spending it with an illegal bookmaker, but many questions remain.
I think they will look into everything, the bets outside of baseball, the bookmaking operation by this Orange County guy, and then how was Ohtani involved?
Villanova's sports law professor Andrew Brandt, a spokesperson for Ohtani, originally told ESPN the funds were knowingly transferred to help cover a gambling debt. But later, a lawyer said Ohtani was instead the victim of being ripped off. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome into the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. America's favorite caddy will be joining us coming up in just a few minutes. The 50th playing of the Players' Championship. It's the 42nd time that it's been held here at TPC Sawgrass. Last week we were talking about some of the surprise winners, Bob. Craig Perks was the one that we couldn't think of.
Yeah. He went, what did he do? He went eagle, birdie, birdie. The finish.
Yeah, I think he chipped in twice for those, didn't he?
Twice. Yeah. Chipped in on 16 and 18. Yep. But yeah, he shot four under par. And then you talk about Ricky Fowler, as you were talking about last week, when Ricky Fowler played that hole, what, three times? Four times.
On Sunday, yeah, four times.
On Sunday, and made birdie every time.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And then you got the leader currently at 14 under par, and you know, that's Wyndham Clark, and he's made birdie on the 17th hole the last 2 days in the first two rounds.
What hole hasn't he birdied? Pair of 65s. Yeah. I mean, the guy's lighting it up. Crazy. You know, he has been trending. He's been playing well this year, but to see him jump out and do what he's doing, and you know what the thing is interesting is he was kind of piling on last week, and you heard Babs reference it in hour number one, that he was talking like the best players, he was among the best players in the world, and that'd be shorter fields and all this kind of stuff, and yet we don't even heard of him a year ago. So not only is he talking the talk, but he's backing it up with some impressive play and a nice little lead here going into the weekend.
Yeah, he hadn't won a golf tournament on the PGA Tour until Charlotte last year, and then he parlayed that into another win at the U.S. Open. So he's a guy that moved, that skyrocketed up the world golf rankings and became one of those elite players. So, and then to see him play how he's been playing on the Ryder Cup and all that kind of thing is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, he won at AT&T. It was shortened, but he shot 60.
had a putt for 59 at Pebble in that third round and ended up getting the shortened dub. Yeah, he did miss the cut at Riviera, but finished second last week. So, you know, he's playing some good golf. He's playing at the right time, and here he is playing the Players' Championship and an opportunity to add to that U.S. Open Championship with a Players. I mean, that's pretty good stuff headed into the Masters, and we're just a few weeks away. Hey, when we come back, America's favorite caddy stops by. We'll get into all of that and much more. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to houseguests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their houseguests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
I think it'd be good for the game. I think anytime you have a figure that kind of dominates, like the NBA, you look at Steph Curry for those years where the Warriors were winning a bunch. I mean, people would say they got tired of it, but at the end of the day, people were still, you know, showing up and watching because he was incredible to watch, and you want to watch, you know, greatness when you're out there. And so I think it'd be good for the game of golf, and you know, we'll see what happens with the sport in the next few years. It's a pretty challenging game, and we got a lot of talent out here. So, you know, being that dominant figure, I think is a very tall task to ask of anybody. But you know, we got some guys out here that I think can definitely pull it off.
That was Scottie Scheffler earlier this week at the Players, asked about whether or not he or someone else could be a dominant figure in the game like Tiger was for so long, and if that would be good for the game or not. And you heard him right there in his explanation. He referenced Steph Curry and the fact that people like to watch greatness. You know, there is an interesting part of that, Bob, because when Tom Brady was winning Super Bowls, everybody hated Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are winning Super Bowls. Now everybody wants to root against them. You know, there does become a little bit of that. I don't remember people necessarily rooting against Tiger in the game, I guess, unless you just weren't a Tiger guy, right? So there was, right. Because this is, there's not fan affiliation amongst the teams, it's a little bit different. But in hour number one, we had Jeff Babineau on the show, and you asked him that, if he felt like it would be important to have a more dominant player, or if you like the parity in the game, which we seem to be experiencing a lot more of right now. And Jeff was in favor as a journalist, and I thought he was pretty good to clarify or qualify his statement, and his opinion is that he is looking for stories. And it's a lot easier for him to find stories with more players that people haven't heard of, because then he can tell their story. If everybody knows the everything about the players and the stories have all been told about the players that are out there, and it's the same players week after week, then it becomes more challenging and maybe for a journalist less interesting to be able to find those stories and share those stories. So that's his take. What was your thoughts on Scheffler's, and what's your opinion? Do you think we need a guy out there like a Tiger that goes out and dominates?
Well, Tiger, let's not forget, Tiger maybe played 15 to 18 tournaments a year. Okay, so that was a limited portion of the PGA Tour season. The PGA Tour season is a long season. Okay, it's made shorter because they're doing the signature events and you get more of those guys coming in and playing every week as far as signature events are concerned. But you know what? There's a lot of ways for guys to have worked their way up. And when Tiger was playing back in the day, he was dominant because he was that much better than everybody else. So the thing I like is I like there to be a dominant guy, but I like to see those stories that Jeff was talking about how guys can work their way into being an elite player from the start, kind of like Scheffler's done and Wyndham Clark's done and all those guys have done.
But in truth, Bob, and I agree with you, in truth, do you think Scheffler or Wyndham Clark, who's playing really good golf right now, or Rory McIlroy, should he find and put it all together, you know, do you think that any of these guys are capable of doing what Tiger was able to do, what Jack was able to do? And by the way, it's a short list. Who else are you going to throw in there that was able to do what those two players did for dominating for so long?
Well, it's consistency throughout their process of being on the PGA Tour. And the only way they can get to that point is to continue to win. It's not about just making money. It's about winning golf tournaments. And if you win golf tournaments, then you're going to become an elite player that is dominant in the game.
You know what? Let's cue up all of the Tiger cuts that he talked about how much money he was trying to win in his career. Okay, ready?
None.
Oh, wait, I don't have any. And I think that's part of the problem today is so much of the focus is on cash, money, purses, all that kind of thing. Tiger was not out to win money. That's not why he did it. Tiger was out to win championships, major championships, and try to become the best that's ever played this sport. And because that was his focus, he was able to accomplish that. And by the way, he made a lot of money. And I think that's the difference. I think that's where the fan fatigue comes from. And we'll talk more about that coming up later in the show. But interesting stuff. You know who we need to bring on to talk a little more about this is the caddy. But I want to reset because I don't want to go down this road with the caddy just yet. Let's bring Scottie Scheffler back in. More of his comments on the 17th and the challenge that it presents this week at the Players.
It's pretty wild when you get here in person. Sometimes when you're standing there in the practice round, you're like, how could people ever miss this green? And then you get up there and you start standing over your shot and you're like, man, wait a minute, like the wind's blowing off the right, like it's kind of firm now. And it's a lot harder in competition than it is in practice, but it's always really special. You know, you grew up watching this golf tournament and to be here playing is always a special treat.
There you go. It is something that I know the caddy has talked about on numerous occasions, that it's the only hole that he knows that players are thinking about well before they ever get to that point. And speaking of America's favorite caddy,
there are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, the caddy has grabbed the flag off of 18 after his player won this very Players Championship. So this is a guy that knows a little something about this golf course. Caddy, how are you?
Oh, yeah, this is a fun thing for me to watch. It's reliving memories. I can't believe it, how long ago it was. It was, let's just say it might have been a couple decades ago since since this happened. Yeah. But I like this place. It's a major. Come on, it's a major, isn't it? You know it's a major. It's a major.
Well, it's considered the fifth major.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's four majors and the Players is the fifth. Okay. We're good to go. Next subject.
Hey, you heard Scotty talking about 17. I mean, what a great comment, right? Where you're standing on the range singing, this shouldn't even be a worry. And then you get on the tee, it's a different story, huh?
It's so easy on Monday and Tuesday, and it looks so easy. And it is amazing how is it so hard on Saturday and Sunday? Yeah, he couldn't have said it better. That's exactly what it's like. It's exactly what it's like.
You know, it's interesting. When they first started playing that Players Championship at TPC Sawgrass, I can remember I was with my dad on the PGA Tour Champions, and Don January had played in the event. And everybody was saying, well, what's it like, 17? And everything. And Don January said, it's the only golf course that I know of, when you stand on the first tee and you're getting ready to hit your drive, you're thinking about the 17th hole already.
Yeah, as a caddy, you're thinking about Wednesday on 17 before you even get to the tournament. So that's how bad it is for caddies. Anyway, we're talking about
the caddy tournament. The caddy tournament, right?
Yeah.
Here's the thought about 17. If you took a plank of wood that was about 2 or 3 feet wide and fairly thick and laid it down on your floor or outside in front of your house, and it was 30 feet long, and you walked across it, you walked down it, right? Would you ever have a problem walking across that? Would you ever fall off it? You could ride your bike across it. You could run across it. You could run backwards. No problem, right? You're never going to leave that plank of wood that's 3 feet wide. But if I elevate that 100 feet in the air, now do it. That's the difference between Tuesday and Sunday. That's the 17th. It's all mental, folks.
Oh, that's funny. That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it is. It just, can you get over that? And there are some flying Wallendas who can do it. And then, you know, if you fail, it's a pretty big consequence.
You know, what's really crazy about that hole also is when you look at it from the tee, you can see the water in front and the water to the sides. But you hit it too long, and it's a one bounce over that green and into the water, which you don't ever see.
My player, the year he won, hit in the final round, hit an absolute, like the perfect shot. It was blowing too. It was left to right hurt. It was not easy. And the ball was in the air, and I was watching it, and I thought, you know what? He might have just made a hole in one. It's going to hit pin high. It's going to catch that slope. It's crispy and fast. It's going to trickle down there. This is the most amazing shot under pressure. It flew a couple, maybe two steps further than we thought. That's not a very bad miss, is it? Two steps? And it almost ended up in the water. And I couldn't have imagined a better shot. And it almost ended up over the green in the water, like you're describing, Bob. It's just, man, it's something else. Who I still think, maybe it was John Mahaffey had the line, somebody way back when said, it's the easiest par five on the course.
Yeah. Hey, Caddy, we're just getting started, but we got to take a quick break. When we come back, more with the Caddy, including I got to ask you about the drops that Rory took on 7 and 18 in that first round. Created quite the discussion. We'll talk about it next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and America's favorite caddy. Hey, a couple things have gone on this week. One of the things I wanted to get your opinion on is Rory's first round drops that he had and trying to determine if they were taken correctly, and the fact that Spieth and Hovland were in on the conversation and that they didn't speak to the media afterwards. It just has made a lot of people, you know, question whether or not that was the right thing to do. The way I look at it, it's a big old nothing burger, although it is interesting for fans and golfers to be able to listen to the way tour pros handle that kind of a situation, because sometime we'll find ourselves in a similar situation helping out a player that we're playing with take a drop. Given all the things that went on, let's just focus on seven, for instance, because, I mean, I don't know if you saw the live from guys afterwards. Johnson Wagner was out there pitching golf balls in there trying to replicate bounces to show exactly what might have happened or what a camera could have picked up or not picked up. I sort of had to chuckle a little bit about how geeky we are sometimes about this whole thing. Did it cross? Yeah, we think it's about here. Drop it, play on. And yet it turned into we almost had a national disaster. Like, we almost had to declare a state of emergency there around the Jacksonville area because of what went on.
I think the TV guys just salivate when something like that happens, because think about the amount of time they have to fill on the air on the Golf Channel talking about the same thing over and over and over and trying to do a different analysis or trying to throw another angle. That's why you might complain about, gosh, I can't stand that guy on the Golf Channel. He keeps doing, well, they got to talk for 8 hours about, there's only so much to talk about. So when something like this happens, the media loves it. And then, of course, you have all the hall monitors at home who have to chime in on Twitter about, you know, what everybody in the world who's the best at what they do are doing wrong while they're shooting 98 at their home club. And it's just, it just opens up so much cool stuff. But here's some insight from the tour about this situation, which is basically judging where a ball last crossed the hazard. It's that simple, right? You're trying to make a judgment. Well, first of all, on a lot of tee shots, you're anywhere from 100 to almost 300 yards away from where that thing lands. And it's not that easy to judge with your eyeball where something's bending and curving and crossing. And eyewitness testimony and our eyewitness evidence in the scientific world is just not used. You don't even use it. It's like the worst thing ever. Oh, I saw that person. That was him. It definitely crossed here. I saw it cross here. You can pretty much throw that out. So unfortunately, you have to use that to make these judgments. So it's, unless you have a camera showing the flight of the ball, it's all subjective opinion. That's the problem. Now, even sometimes cameras will deceive. You can get a bad camera angle. It can make it look here when it's really there. There's lots of stories about that too. So what you have to do in golf is rely on the integrity of the player to judge
players in the group and players in the group as well. Yeah.
So what I don't really know, believe it or not, I can tell you on tour, I can't count the number of times somebody asked me, hey, have you ever called out a player for taking a drop where he shouldn't have? And I said, no. And here's why. It's because unless it's a physical impossibility that it couldn't have crossed over there, which can happen. You can have a physical impossibility. It's a matter of opinion at that point in time. And so you do see there's plenty of times when guys will go, oh yeah, you know, they'll be playing with the guy. You'll get done. And then they'll be complaining about how he fudged the drop. And I'll be like, well, why didn't you say something? If he didn't like where he dropped it, confront the guy, right? So there is a little bit of that can go on now and then. I've seen it a fair number of times over 25 or 30 years. But it's not real prevalent. They're human beings are all different. Some people bend the rules. Some people break the rules. Some people punish themselves with the rules. There's all different kinds of people. And I think the way Rory handled it, I didn't really see 18. I saw where he hit his third shot from, which was spectacular. 290 yards out, knocked it on the green. Are you kidding me? But I watched number 7 quite a bit. And I thought he handled it really well. I wasn't really sure what Jordan was saying. I'm not sure what he was, you know, doing. But in the group, everybody wants to make sure you make the best judgment on the shot. And that left side of that hole there, you can't, if you're, unless you're standing there in that little gap between the bunker and the water, you can't see a thing from the right side. You would have no idea where that crossed, 0.0 idea, where it crossed from anywhere to the right of that bunker. Even if you were standing on the left of the fairway, you couldn't tell where that is. Because it's a hill. It's a downhill. It's a pretty good down. It's probably 4 or 5 feet down to the water from the top of that hill. You couldn't see it. It's physically blocked. So I don't know if there was a marshal or... But even if there was somebody standing out there down the left side, which I doubt there was because that's very much in the field of view and you wouldn't want someone standing there if you were a player. But if there was someone standing there watching it, it's still the hazard line's like a foot and a half above the water. It's very rare that it would hit between the hazard line and the water itself. It would almost 99% of the time, 95% of the time, it's going to hit above the hazard line and then bounce over. So the drop is more a matter of not whether it crossed the red line, but how far did it go when it bounced and landed left. And if you watch the video with the bunkers on number 6 in the reference in the background, he looked like he dropped it in an absolutely exact place.
Yeah.
Exact. It was a great judgment on his part, yeah. I thought. And I think the kind of amusing part for me watching it is just how many people can get riled up about it who have no idea what they're talking about.
And you're right about Jordan. Yeah. He's walking over saying, we got eyewitnesses over here that these people are all saying, and I love, Rory's caddy that said, who are these people? I love that.
Harry Diamond would have a line of the day right there.
Who are these people?
No, I think Jordan said something like everybody's saying, and yeah. Harry goes, who is everybody?
Yeah, that's it. I mean,
wow. I thought Harry was going to take off his hat and start waving it and saying, who do you think you are? Just making a Ryder Cup. I won't go there.
Yeah, I see. I see what you did there. Yeah, nice job.
You know what I'm
saying. So, Caddy, it's been really fun this week because we've been getting commentary, or the last couple of weeks, we've been getting video and commentary from you on what was happening with golf. And today you sent out a little video to me and Brian of Wyndham Clark. And you say, okay, why is he playing so well? Da, 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 da. And he turns through and he goes, there it is. It's the yardage book. How important is that yardage book for players?
Well, as you know, I cannot give an unbiased opinion on this subject, but I'll tell you how important. Here's what I'd like to do. Let's go back to greens books. We get greens books, yardage books, and golf clubs, or on the first tee of a competitive event. If I said to the caddy and the player, you've got to give me two of three things, yardage book, greens book, or one of your golf clubs, and then you can go play. I bet you a significant percentage of the field would give you the greens book and a golf club and keep the yardage book out there with them. That's how important the yardage book is.
Wow.
It may be, it's a big deal for these guys to have that. I mean, it's dialed in. They know within a yard or two all the time exactly how far they have to go. It's a very precise world they live in. And they are that good when they're on, where 133 and 135 can make all the difference. That happened to us. That's a perfect example of at the players that year I'm talking about. If the number had been two less, we would have hit one club less on 17. 2 yards less and we would have hit a different club. So that's how big a deal it is to have that thing. And they've got all their notes in there. Look, how many times you watch on TV, you probably can't go more than a minute or two on TV without seeing somebody looking in that book. I'm watching right now and I'm seeing two caddies staring in the book on the green as Rory's getting ready to putt. What they're doing is they're looking at the next hole right now. They're looking at the tee. They're thinking about the tee location. They're looking at the hole. There they are. They're both looking at the book right now. They're staring at it. I mean, it's a big deal. That's all.
Hey, what do you make of Wyndham Clark and what he's doing right now? I mean, 65-65, he played well last week at Bay Hill. Seems to be trending a little bit, won at a shortened event at Pebble. And obviously, he's the reigning U.S. Open champ. I mean, this is a guy we really didn't know a whole lot about until he's just kind of gone on a tear of late. What's your thoughts on what you've seen out of Wyndham this week and the kind of player that he is?
Well, I haven't seen him in person hit a golf ball, but I've certainly watched what everybody else has. I know his story and his background. I live in Denver now. He's from here, so I've certainly heard my fair share of Wyndham Clark stories. And the guy is, he's all that. He's the real deal. There's no question he could be number one in the world. He's that good. He's over good. He's Phil Mickelson coming out of college, maybe not quite to that level, but I mean, you pick the best guy coming out of college that who were very successful, Bryson DeChambeau, those kind of guys. He's the real deal. It's he had some interesting struggles, having to do with his mom and his family and things like that. You know, he had to get through, and I think that slowed him down in college from being, you know, that guy who was coming out that everybody knew about. But he's figured it out. and he seems to have it going, you know, everything in place. And what a game. What a beautiful golf swing. It's a flawless golf swing. It's unbelievably powerful. He hits it miles. He can flat out putt. He's got a look at the U.S. Open. How good was his short game on Sunday?
He never flinched. That was the amazing thing at L.A. You kept thinking he's gonna do something under the pressure, and all he did was, I mean, he was stone cold, man. I mean, the guy was just, everything was good. That was impressive.
Yep, I would so buy his stock if he was a company. It's not even funny.
I like that. Yep. All right. Well, you got Scottie Scheffler, who seemed to have found a putter and ran away with Bay Hill last week. You got Wyndham Clark, that's certainly trending, and he's in a good position going into the weekend this week. And the Masters is coming up in 3 weeks. So it's all good stuff. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event to watch. And look, Wyndham's off to a great start, and he's going to be tough to catch. But we are talking about TPC Sawgrass, where you can have a six-shot swing in a hole and a half. Yeah. And it can happen to the best of them. So don't turn off the TVs.
I like that. Parting advice.
Just keep watching.
From America's favorite caddy. Caddy, thanks so much, man. Always good to visit with you. And enjoy the weekend of the Players.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. And he had some good ones. We also caught one before we went on the air that we're going to have to play for you coming back, because that one was pretty good as well. So we'll hit a little bit more of the caddy when we have the opportunity. But thanks again to the caddy for joining us. Stay tuned. More of the show. Players Championship Edition continues next.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Easter's on its way, and I wasn't going to let this year's celebration have empty baskets. That's why I'm so glad I went to Kohl's. I found toys under $20 and saved extra as a Kohl's Rewards member. Then with an additional 15% off, I found Apartment 9 dress shirts for my husband at $25.49 and got myself some cute dresses under $30, plus I earned Kohl's cash. So take my word for it. Hop on over to Kohl's for great brands and great prices. Select styles. Kohl's Rewards offer ends March 24th. 15% offer ends March 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. Find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave single for $1 and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for $1. Dave single, Dave single, order in the app. Dave single, Dave single, get it for $1. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Go to blackdesertresort.com. Find out about the exclusive real estate opportunities available while they last. Right now, they're selling Family Village, which are condo units, studio, one bedroom, two bedroom, and three bedroom condo units that surround the water park. Yeah, like a water park with lazy river, rapid river, a couple of surf wave pools. This thing's super neat, and you can own one of these, put it in the resort rental program. It'll deliver some rental income for you and give you access as an owner where you can have discounted and priority tee times. You can get discounts on your dining and shopping while you're there and be a part of this resort that's getting set to open up this fall and welcome the PGA Tour in October. Black Desert Resort. com. And thanks again for joining us. Thanks to the caddy for spending some time here on a Players Championship edition of the show. And I'll tell you, we've kind of started rolling a little more before we bring the caddy on so that we can catch a few nuggets, like the caddy uncut. We're going to start putting, in fact, maybe we ought to just have a whole caddy uncut, like Twitter page for just the caddy. But here's what he had to say about Rory McIlroy. As we were recording this, he was watching Rory play. Here's some caddy uncut.
I was impressed just a second ago. Rory hits 3 wood off of number 5, right? I mean, we should just study this human being for generation of power by a smurf. I mean, he's just, Fred Funk can dunk on Rory, and he hits his 3 wood and just launches it like 340 down the center, and Hovland rips the drive, who's not short, by the way. Hovland launches the drive, it just pures it, and he gets within 8 yards of Rory's fairway wood. I'm just like, are you kidding me? He's amazing.
The caddy. He doesn't let his high voice come into the show very often, but that was pretty funny. The way
he's amazing.
Yeah. You believe that guy? So, by the way, Rory hits it pretty far. Let's go back to last week at Bay Hill, Bob, the 10th hole. Mm-hmm. 365 yards. He puts it on the green.
Yes, he did.
I mean, we talk about Bryson DeChambeau trying to cut the water on. Is it, what hole is that? Is it 6?
Well, that's like number 6. Yeah.
And so here Rory just steps it up and rips it on the front of that green. And I mean, that's pretty impressive stuff.
And right over the crowd and right over the corner, there's a house there too. And he hits it right over the top of him and puts it on the green.
By the way, how about those fans and the trust factor to stand down the barrel, point blank.
Yep.
And just be like, hey, look at this. This is cool. He's like, seems like he's looking right at us.
Pretty There's crazy, no chance. But Rory this week, it's kind of interesting. You know, we're talking about how he is the best driver of the ball in the game. And of course, he is, absolutely. But this is a golf course where you don't have to hit like crazy, stupid long drives. There's enough flow and movement in this golf course off the tee, requiring you to hit fades and draws off the tee. And Rory's longest one this week is 338. And his average distance is 297. So he's 47th for the week in driving distance. But what really stands out to me is last week, his greens in regulation had really fallen off. Now this week, they've come back. His green in regulation, he's tied for 17th. And his putts per green in regulation, he is tied for 3rd right now. So he is working on his game, building towards the Masters, and trying to bring it all together. That's what these guys do. That's what Tiger Woods did. They're trying to bring it all together so that they have a chance to win that green jacket, and especially Rory, to be able to try and get that career grand slam.
That's all that matters to Rory right now, to be honest with you. That's all. That's why he said maybe I'd win a green jacket and just walk away, talking about he's got 10 more years on tour. So, yeah, that's really interesting. And then, you know, there's also the news that was kind of talked about with his tee length. He's using a shorter tee this year so that he tees it down lower. And Harry, his caddy, only has the go-ahead, the green light, to give him the long tee one time around. How about that?
Interesting. And, you know, thinking about that, is it means that he's trying to hit the ball more consistent and hit more fairways, kind of like what Tiger Woods did in 2019 when he won the Masters and he got in contention and was leading the golf tournament coming down the stretch. He teed it low and he hit what he called the squeeze fade because he knew he could get that in the fairway. So that's some things that Rory is working on right now.
I love that. The squeeze fade. Tiger, by the way, came up with more golf vernacular. I mean, trage, right? I mean, yep. just go on and on the different things that...
firing his glutes.
Yeah, activate the glutes. Yeah, that was activate one. Man, I'll never forget that at the Farmers. And you know what? As I've as I've gotten older, Bob, I start to realize the importance of, you know, getting your muscles moving, whether it's activating your glutes or what have you. But yeah, I mean, I get what he's saying, but nobody had ever said that in golf before. Nope. Activate the glutes. Never. What in the world is Tiger talking about now?
Where did that come from?
Yeah. But all right. So Rory McIlroy, before we leave Rory, in his press conference, he talked more about this, the comments he made last week at Bay Hill, suggesting that he's in favor of a more cutthroat and smaller tour, fewer tour cards, is what he said. And then this week, he went on to say, hey, look, I'm all for more opportunities for the young guys. I like to churn, he said. So you got 30, 40 guys churning in, 30, 40 guys churning out. And he didn't say it, but if I was interpreting what he said, it's essentially we need to just go ahead and get rid of the middle guy. The journeyman, the guy that's never really stepping up to the big stage, but's never doing it, playing bad or poorly enough to lose his card, you know? And so I don't know. I mean, what do you think of that? It still goes against the meritocracy, which to me is at the heart of this sport.
Exactly. And you need to give people an opportunity to make it and an opportunity to improve their skills to get to that top echelon in the game. So to say that it's almost like the rich want to get richer and they want to be able to win more golf tournaments. And because there's not as many players in the field, in my opinion, I think these signature events should go to 120 like they have it at Tiger's event and Arnold's event, and they're going to at Jack's event.
Well, Arnold's is only 70, but yeah.
Yeah, I think they go to 120 and they make a cut. I think that is more healthy for the game than just saying, we're going to do signature events with no cuts.
I think it's more impactful for the integrity of the sport, if you will. I don't know if it's more impactful for those that are putting up the $20, $25 million purse that wants to ensure that the names that they have invited that are going to come are still there playing on the weekend, right? I mean, I think that's the whole point, is it's guaranteed money for the advertisers. I want to sponsor the game where LeBron James plays against Steph Curry, okay?
Sure, sure.
But then if all of a sudden LeBron James gets tossed for a two technical fouls in the first half and he does not play the second half, you know, my sponsorship just went down. People are upset, right?
Yeah, but the story behind it also is a huge part around it and will still bring eyes to the game, and they can still, media and that kind of thing can still sensationalize on that as well. But, you know, it's all about the fans. It's all about what the PGA Tour and what sport can do to keep the eyeballs on. Max Homa had some opinions this week as well, and he said that there's three things you can do to increase the viewership. Less commercials, first of all, which is going to be tough for the sponsors and also for television to recoup dollars back and that kind of thing. The other thing he said would be interested, which I agree with, is a tracker for the cut, so that when television is showing it, it's almost like, you know, making it into the top 70 or making it in the top 50 or the top 30 in the playoffs. Have a tracker for the cut to show where somebody stands in the cut line. And then the other thing is get Tiger Woods to play more.
Oh, well, hey. But you can't rely on that. I mean, we've talked about the dominant player thing, but
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure that was a little bit of a
tongue in cheek.
Yeah, a little throw in there. So,
yep.
Yeah, it's interesting. Jay Monahan, again, had an hour press conference, said a lot. We didn't learn a lot. And I think that some of it is the nature of ongoing negotiations. Others is, I'm not sure. But one of the guy who had to follow him was Xander Schauffele. And Xander Schauffele, of course, because he was the first one to follow him, was the one that got all the questions, you know, about Jay Monahan as a leader and so forth. And so here's, I mean, this was pretty raw stuff, But this is what Xander Schauffele had to say about whether he felt Jay Monahan was the guy to lead, continue to lead the PGA Tour.
Trust is something that's pretty tender. So words are words, and I'd say he, in my book, he's got a long way to go. He could be the guy, but in my book, he's got a long way to go to gain the trust of the membership. I'm sure he's got the support of the board since they were with him making some of those decisions. But for me personally, he's got quite a ways to go.
What do you think sticking most with him? The fact that he didn't learn about that June 16th thing until it actually happened? I mean, is that what he's talking about?
Yeah, he was pretty critical about Jay Monahan and what's going on and what's right for the membership of the game. And so he's still not 100% satisfied with what's happening, especially for the membership. And so for him to come out and say that is right down the line of what he's thinking and what's important right now. And now going forward, we're going to have to see if that all comes together and if he's okay with all of it.
Well, whether he's okay with it or not is one thing, but it's the collect. Is he speaking for the collective tour? Is this how most of the tour players feel, or is this just
a lot of them do?
So that's the issue, right?
Yeah.
And Jay Monahan, when he's asked if he was the guy, I mean, what a tough question to ask a guy. What's he supposed to say, right?
No, I'm not the guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm probably not the guy. Well, his answer was he kind of went off on some stuff for a while, and then he came back to, but in my heart of hearts, I believe I'm the guy.
Yeah.
Almost like, okay, well, I'm glad you have that internal fortitude, you know, to know that you're that guy. But what you're saying and the confidence I'm gleaning from you isn't there. That to me was the biggest thing, right? That was the biggest
thing. And Rory came out and said that he is the guy. That he's been in meetings and everything with him. Tiger Woods has said that by what he's gone through with him as well. Those guys both believe that he is the guy.
Well, I believe they're saying some company lines there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is the way I would kind of look at that. I don't mean to minimize it, but.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Scotty Scheffler, one more time. We've played this one, but I wanted to hit it one more time on this whole splinter thing and his comments.
I guess it's a pretty broad question. And when you're talking about a fan perspective, you're talking about millions of people. And so there's always a lot of perspectives in that group. It just depends on who has the loudest voice. And I mean, at the end of the day, I think we're trying to do our best to create the best product for the fans, but we can't control whether or not guys want to leave. If guys want to go take the money and leave, then that's their decision. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell guys not to take hundreds of millions of dollars. If that's what they think is best for their life, then go do it. I'm not going to sit here and force guys to stay on our tour. But at the end of the day, this is where I want to be. And, you know, we're continuing to grow what we're doing, and what they're doing is not really a concern to me. And if the fans are upset, then look at the guys that left. You know, we had a tour, we were all together, and the people that left are no longer here. And at the end of the day, that's where the splintering comes from.
Yeah. I mean, I have to agree with him. You know, I think he's spot on. So there you go. He's figured out his putter. He won by 5 last week, and we'll see what he does as he leads up to the Masters. But the man to keep an eye on is Wyndham Clark, a pair of 65s. What impressive playing by the 3-time winner and current U.S. Open champ. That's going to do it for us. Hope you enjoyed that. Enjoy the weekend of the players. For Dave Glauser, our producer, and Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America,
America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.